let's try to finish up the sugya of Masachik Kuvia today. It was interesting, I was listening last night to Rav Schechter online. I saw he had a shiur on gambling from 1987 or something, so I was listening to it. And he, as much as we were making a big deal about how the Mechaber sticks with the Shittas HaRambam, that gambling is a smachta and it's aser, and the Ramah goes with the Balei HaTosos, that no, it's not aser unless the Gemara had said that it's not a smachta, kol ki agavna lav a smachta hi, and why isn't it a smachta? So we discussed Shittas Rashi, that it's only a smachta when you think you're in control of it. It's not a smachta when you know that you're not in control, or the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that it's not a smachta when you can't gain anything from it, but when it's reciprocal. When you can't gain anything from it, that's when it's not a, when you can gain, when it's reciprocal, it's not a smachta. When it's not reciprocal, it is a smachta. And we pointed out how the Ramah seems to quote Shitas Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam much more so than the Shitas Rambam. The Ramah doesn't seem to concern himself with the Shitas Rambam, right? We saw that in source number, where was it? In source number 20 and 21, right? The Ramah says that Kfar Pasha Ramina Kisvar Achron Lischot Bukuvia Ve'ein Psul Elamisha Ein Lo Umnus Elohu. That we assume that there's no asmachta in typical asmachta in Mesachik Bukuvia. And then in Simon Reish Zayin he writes, he quotes the Shita Sari, that if you're not in complete control, nor is somebody else, it's not completely out of your control, like Mesachi Kuvya, meaning it's not in your control, it's not in anybody else's control, you have no idea what's going to happen, and you still get involved in that deal, in that game, vaday gomar umakni misafek. Well, then it's a valid kinyan. It's not an asmachta. It doesn't seem to be a problem. So that Ramah seems to assume that whenever you know that it's not in your control, it's going to be completely mutter to gamble. For some reason, when Rav Schechter was saying over this halacha, he said, yeah, in Shulchan Aruch, we pass like the Rambam, that it's asr. And he didn't even mention that the Ramah quotes the Balei HaTosos. He just seemed to be, it's vaday asr, vaday like the Rambam. I don't know why he focused so much on the Rambam. Just wanted to mention that as much as we were figuring out within the sheet of the Ramah, you know, what kind of gambling would you say is in your control, is not in your control, and we were trying to figure out what if it's partially in your control because you think you're the only one that really knows football well enough to pick a fantasy team that's going to win, you know, so you feel like it's a little bit in your control. It's not like rolling a dice where, you know, it's not in your control at all. What about games like poker where they involve a little bit of skill? Schechter didn't get involved in the whole thing. He thought the whole thing was it's a non-starter. He thought we passed like the Rambam. Again, I don't know why. I don't know why he didn't take into account the fact that the Ramah seems to paskin like the Balei HaTosos. But again, the other factor is that we have to keep in mind is what Tosos says at the end, that you need the ma'os munach al hadaf, that you need the money on the daf. Now, we mentioned the Shitas Rambam. Let's take a look at what the Rambam actually says. If you look at the Rambam, a couple of Rambams. Number one, the Rambam in Hilchas Eidos Perek Yud Halacha Dalit. Rambam in Eidos Perek Yud Halacha Dalit. Is it in the Mar Makamos? It should be somewhere. Where is it? 18. Good. So says the Rambam, Va'od yesh rasha'im shein psul na'edos. Context is, we're talking about people who are apostle because they're considered a rasha. Afal pi shein b'nei tashlumen ve'enun b'nei malkus. Even though they do averos that you don't get malkus for. Someone who does averos that you get malkus for is for sure apostle na'edos. Let's say a person does other averos. Hol v'lokchim mamut she'enu shalem. So if a person does an aver that you don't get malkus for, he's not apostle na'edos. The only apostle na'edos if you do an aver that you get malkus for. Unless the Rambam says, the Avera that you don't get Malkus for involves taking somebody else's money. Then even if you don't get Malkus, but it involves taking somebody else's money, that's what we call a Rasha D'chamas. That's a Rasha of stealing. And then you're going to be Pasul Eidos. The Pasuk says, Ki Yaakov made Chamas B'ish, Gonvim, Ganavim, I'm sorry, Chamsanim, even though they return the money, they're Pasul Eidos. Because from the moment that they steal. Because that's part of the Psul of Rasha. Good. Then the Rambam writes, as an example, in the underlined section, V'chein mesachik b'kuvya, v'hu shelo tia lo umnos elohu, hol ve'eino osik b'yushuva shalolam, hareze b'cheska sha'ochel menakuvya shuhu avak gezel. What do you make of that lashon of the Rambam? What's he saying? Masachik b'kuvya is pasul edus, but the Rambam qualifies only if ein lo umnas elahu. That's all you do for a living. You don't have another job. So what does that tell you? Does the Rambam hold gambling is stealing? Sounds like no, because if you hold gambling is stealing, then even if you do it occasionally. Remember, if you're a doctor or a lawyer during the week and on the weekends you happen to be a bank robber, you're a pasul edus. Even though you have a normal job, you're still pasul edus. So by the Rambam saying that, no, you're only pasul if you're a gambler, if it's your only thing, if you don't have another job, makes sound like the Rambam holds that it's not an issue of stealing, it's an issue of eino osik b'yishuv shalolam, which would mean that it's never really usur to gamble, because gambling isn't stealing. It's just that you're not considered someone who's osik b'yishuv shalolam. But then he adds an extra word, so he should have stopped there. He should have said, hol eino osik b'yishuv shalolam, period. What does he say? Since he's eino osik b'yishuv shalolam, that's not the end. Since he's eino osik b'yishuv shalolam, therefore, hareze b'cheskas sha'ochel menakuvya shu'avak gezel. What does that mean? Because he's not osik b'yishuv shalom, we assume that he eats or is supported from his gambling winnings, and that's avak gezel. It's a little bit of gezel. Well, if it's a little bit of gezel, then why are you only possible if you do it as your only job? You should be possible even if you do it occasionally. It's a little bit of gezel. A little bit of gezel is bad also. There are certain things that don't really come in halves, right? It's not like, half a gun. No, if you steal, you steal. What are you talking about? If he steals even a little bit, that's no good. So, very, very shver lashon of the Rambam. To complicate matters even further, look at the Rambam, source number 19. Now, notice the difference. The first Rambam is where in Hilchos Eidos. Hilchos Eidos is going to be about not whether it's mutter to gamble or not. What's Hilchos Eidos going to be about? If you do gamble, are you kashal Eidos? Right? The Rambam is not concerned in Hilchos Eidos about whether you're allowed to do it. In the question of whether you kashal Eidos, he says, if you do it all the time, it's avak gezel that passes you Eidos. Nothing about whether you're allowed to do it or not. But only if you do it all the time, then it's enough to pass you Eidos. But then you look in Perek Vav Alachir of Gzeil Vaveda. Now Gzeil Vaveda, what's he going to be focusing on? He doesn't care about Eidos. He's going to be focusing on, is it stealing? Are you allowed to do it? Hamasachin b'kuvya ketzad. Elu shemasachin be'etzim o b'tzronos o b'atzamos sechiyotzeben, dice made out of whatever material you want. Va'osim t'nai b'neim, shekol anotzeach eschaveru ba'osu aschok, yikach menu kach v'kach. They make a deal that whoever wins in this game will take X amount of money. Harei zeh gezel midivreihem, afal pi sheberotzon abaylim l'kach. This is stealing midrabanan, even though when you go to a casino, everyone sitting around at the table, or you have a poker night at your house, everyone sitting around the table knows that they could lose, and they're willing to play by the rules of the game, and if they have a losing hand, they will pay. They'll pay up their money, happily, will it, maybe not happily, but willingly. Still, it's gezel midivrayim. Why? What makes it gezel? Hoel v'lakach mamon chaveru b'chinam derech schok v'atel areza gezel. Whenever you take somebody else's money for nothing, in a game context, that is defined as gezel. So nu, what's the kasha? Rambam couldn't be more clear in Gzeil Vaveda. In Gzeil Vaveda he says, you're a lawyer, you're a doctor, you're a finance guy, whatever you are. You have a poker game in your house once a week with your buddies. That is gezel. Right? Mutter to do or usher to do. Very clear. Gzeil Vaveda, usher to do. It's stealing. Yeah?
And that's gezel because it's like kavua?
No, not kavua. Even once a month, whenever you do it. Once in your lifetime. He says, why? Any lakach mamon chaveiro bechinam derech schok. Anytime you take somebody else's money in a joking kind of manner, gezel. But the question is, the Rambam himself in Hilchos Eidos said that in order to be pasul eidos, you need one of two things. Either you do an avera that you chayv malchus for, or you do a smaller avera that involves taking other people's money. And the Rambam said, but gambling, that doesn't really pasul eidos unless you do that all the time, because then you're just a nosik v'yishuv shalolam. What do you mean he knows Yishuv Shalom? You have a more fundamental problem. Even if you gamble a little bit, you should be Pasul Eidos. You're a Gazlan. Ram says, no. You're only Pasul Eidos if you do it all the time because you already know it's like Yishuv Shalom. What's going on? Yeah. Because it can't be that any time that you take somebody else's money for free, that it's going to be called gezel. It has to be through the means of some game or some deal. Meaning, if someone...
Is game or is joking?
I think it means a game. I think it means with some meaning, some game that shouldn't have meaning that you've attached meaning to. I don't think it even has to be a game. It could just be, you know, you make some sort of tenai. You make some sort of... otherwise meaningless activity, and you attach money to it, as opposed to like someone gives you a matana. Right? If someone says, here's a matana, I give you a gift, so I'm allowed to take that money, that's fine. I am taking it for chinam, I'm taking it for free, soni matana siyachi, it's not a nice thing, I shouldn't like to take gifts, but you know, bottom line, you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to take a matana, right? But when there's a game, and it's like, I'll give you money if, really based on this Mishnah Masech Shabbos, the Gemara talks about, let's say I have a chaticha gadol, kneder chaticha ketana. Let's say there are two pieces of chicken left, or dessert time in my Shabbos meal. There's two pieces of cake left, and but two of my children want cake, and one of the pieces is big, the other one is small. So I decide that I'm going to make a game about who gets to have the larger piece. You know, I make some sort of game of chance. I'm going to pick a number in my head. Whoever picks the right number is going to. So it's. It sounds from the sugya and Shabbos that that's aser. That if not for the sake that it's for the sake of a mitzvah, of doing it for a mitzvah, it would be aser. Meaning absent any mitzvah considerations, that would be aser.
Raffling something off would be aser.
So then, right. So raffle absent any mitzvah, according to the Rambam, it sounds like it should be aser. So maybe that. Yeah, so that's what I think he means, derech schok. I think that's what he's trying to say. That any time you. You know, Rav Shakta thought that, let's say, sometimes the Chavrusa feels like he keeps on coming late to Seder. So he says, you know what, every time I come late to Seder, I'm going to fine myself $100. So he thought that maybe, I'm going to pay, he tells his Chavrusa, I'm going to pay you $100. So it's not so posh that the Chavrusa is allowed to take that. He thought that might be Yasmachta, according to the Ramban. He's giving this matana, but I'll deny that, you know, there's something that shouldn't have monetary meaning to it. And according to the Rambam, that might be asur. Now, if he says I'll give it to tzedakah, it'll be a different story. They talk about playing a lottery. One of the heterim with the lottery, the charet should be asmachta, right? It's kind of gambling. He says, well, maybe that's mitzvah because it supports education and it supports all sorts of good government programs. If you have a broad definition of mitzvah, so that could maybe fit that category. But what's pshat in the Rambam here? Well, this Rambam is so troubling. On the one hand, he says it's gezel. On the other hand, he says, you know when you become pasulatus if you do it exclusively. So what's pshat in the Rambam? Very, very shver. So I think pasha pshat in the Rambam, and there could be others, but pasha pshat in the Rambam, I thought, was that there is a heter, Tosos discusses, not a heter, but a concept that when a person is mora heter, when a person thinks something is mutter, you can't make him pasul eidos based on something that he thought was mutter and that the whole world views as mutter, even if it's taka asr. A person becomes pasul eidos when he does an aveira knowing that it's an aveira. Right? But if he does something that everyone holds as mutter, the ganze Welt thinks that it's mutter, and it's like just done, you know, everyone does it. So it's hard to say that that's going to passel some of the edus. So maybe what the Rambam is saying is as follows. Look, is it stealing? Yes, it's stealing. You gamble of any sort, whether it's a game of chance, a game of skill, doesn't matter. It's stealing. That's the Rambam Shita. Gzeila Vaveda. Is it stealing? Yes. Comes Hilchos Eidos, and the Rambam says, are you Pasul Eidos? Everyone gambles. Everyone's in the fantasy football league. Everyone, you know, lots of people play poker. Everyone, you know, the entire country bets on the Super Bowl. Everyone gambles. No one feels like they're a degenerate, you know, criminal when they join, you know, March Madness pool in their office or whatever. So everyone does it. Everyone doesn't make it mutter, but it would make it that you're not pasul eidus. So the Rambam, when he talks about pasul eidus, will say, look, if you're a degenerate gambler and you don't have a job and that's all you do, then people realize that that's a problem. Then you're pasul eidus. You gamble once in a while, it's an aveira, but it's not going to make you pasul eidus. That's the sheet of the Rambam. The Grub points out the Rambam must have had a different gears than our Gemara. Because our Gemara said Mesachim Kuvia's lava smachta, Kolki Agavna lava smachta hi. It's unlikely that the Rambam is just paskin like the other day. Right? Like the other day on the Gemara. He thought that the Rambam must have had a different gears than the Gemara. But be that as it may, so that's why in Chosh Mishpat, in Simon Shinayin, the Mechaber says that gambling is gezel nidvrayim. And then the Mechaber says, "Yesh mishom shamasach kuvyam avik chavim ein b'mishom gezel." Then maybe with a guy it's not gezel. Why should that be? Why isn't that gezel with a guy?
If it's
yeah, the Mechaber says that gambling with a Jew is gezel, but yesh mi sheomer that if you gamble with a guy, ain bo mishum gezel. It's not gezel. Why isn't it gezel? We paskin is also to steal from a guy. The Shulchan Aruch paskin is also to steal from a guy. Midrabana. So why isn't it gezel to gamble with a guy? So it could be the definition of gezel by a Jew has to fit the definition, the halachic definition of gezel. Our definition of kinyanim. The definition of gezel by a guy might depend on how the guy defines gezel. And the guy would never consider gambling gezel. But that's, people do it all the time. That's normal way. People bet on the Super Bowl, people bet on poker, that's what people do. So it could be that when it comes to stealing from a guy, why is it us to steal from a guy? So it's only midrabban, it's not midaraisa. If it were dindaraisa, so maybe it would go by our definition of gezel. Go midrabban, either mishum chal Hashem, or something like that. So then it would only be if the guy considers it that you stole from him. If the guy doesn't consider it that you stole from him, then it wouldn't be a problem of gezel, right? So maybe that's the vard in that day that's quoted by Shulchan Aruch. And he says, "Avli yesh bo iser osik b'dvar mitelim." But even if you hold that gambling with the guy is not stealing, but it's interesting the way he says ein osik b'yishuv shalom. What does he say? Iser osik b'dvar mitelim. It's not just ein osik b'yishuv shalom. It's the iser of osik b'dvar mitelim, which is the shita of who? Rambam Pirushim Shnayis. It's not just, okay, so I'm not so with it, I'm not involved in business. No, that's an aveira. Brothers say that, no, you're only pasul eidos if you don't have another job. So, in the context of pasul eidos, Mechaber quotes a day that maybe you're only pasul eidos if you don't have another job. But it's very clear that it's usher to actually be mesachik b'kuvya. Good. So that's the shita of the Rambam. So now, bottom line halacha. So for Sfardim it's a non-starter. Gambling of any sort is gezel nidvrayim. Right? The Rambam doesn't make any chilukim, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't make any chilukim. Maybe it's not gezel with a non-Jew, but it's aser anyway with a non-Jew. For Ashkenazim, the Ramah seems to paskin that it's mutter, but the Ramah quotes the shita at the end of Tosfos that you need the money to be there on the table. So when it comes to poker, one could argue that if all the money's out there on the table, chips people play with, right? Chips probably counts as money. So if it's all out there because it's representative of money, right? So if it's all out there on the table, and the table is owned by everybody, if people know to make a kinyan on the table, then there might be a mutter way to play poker, according to the Ramah, right? That's provided that the way you'd read Rashi is that it's only asmachta when you're somech al lo davar, when it's completely out of, when it's even somewhat out of your control. You read Rashi told that when even it's somewhat out of your control, it's not asmachta. So then it would be okay. If you read Rashi to hold that when it's somewhat out of your control, that is asmachta, then poker would be a problem also, because it's somewhat in your control, somewhat out of your control. Yeah.
Is there a way to view it that, let's say in the case of gambling with chips, let's say poker, that you buy the chips, let's say, and then the money goes to whatever it is, that you're not gambling money, but you're buying into being able to play the game?
Is that how it works?
You could look at it differently. If you look
but
at
you
it,
redeem those chips for money at the end. So those chips are value. They have value. They have monetary value. So it doesn't make a difference if you're using cash or you're using jelly beans. You're gambling on something that has value, or chips. Right? Anything that has value, I think, would be a problem. I think slot machines, according to the Rama, would be aser, because you don't own the money. It's not most munach haladaf, right? You don't own the slot machine. Betting on sporting events, so Rebelski holds that it's mutter if you put the money down up front. But again, you need the money down up front. And it needs to be munach aladaf. Needs to be, there has to be some sort of form of kinyan that's done on the money. So what about lottery tickets? Lottery tickets is an interesting discussion in the poskim. If you look at, I forgot to include the Rav Sternbach. Did anyone have a chance to take a look at that Rav Sternbach in Shuvas Van Hagos? I forgot to include it. Look at source number 28. This is source number 28. Mishpatai Tishmoru. It's a sefer I have at home. I forgot who wrote it. Very nice sefer. Va'atin nechzi anan bahagralos mifal hapayis chayotze bezeh. Heim shayich svaros eiler dineme shahavi gezel midivrayem. Lottery. Is that gezel midivrayem? De lomer shavi kimana gedola de kol mashi hiskim legoril mishum shesamach shiyiskim begedola. Meaning, because the whole reason someone wants to enter the lottery, no one would play the lottery if there was zero chance of winning. Even though there's close to a zero chance, it's amazing. You have like the teeniest, tiniest sliver of a chance of winning, and everyone wants to play. If there was zero chance of winning, no one would play, obviously. So why is everyone playing? Because they want to win, right? So is that a smachta? So he says, L'chor ezeo tema, demas shayich shadim shenosim kaspo, b'makom sha'alafim noslim kaspam, samich, I think, shahu yinatzeach, okmo b'kuvya, shkazav rashi, shasavar shiyachlo natzeach, l'chor mas shayich zeb b'mifal pay, shiyachlo natzeach, shasavar shiyizka bofen, shuach me'alfe anashim. He says, maybe you could say a svara, that there's no way that that's called that you think you're going to win, because you have to be an idiot to think you're going to win. Your chances are so minuscule. When you play poker with your friends, when you're misachiv kuvya, maybe that's asmachta, because you're taking other people's money and they all play thinking that they're going to win. Five people sit around a table, each one, it's shayach, thinks that they're going to win. But maybe when the numbers get so big, people may put it in on the chance that they might win, but no one actually thinks that they're going to win. You know, people, like if there was a drawing, you know, people don't even watch the drawing. Right? If you really thought you were going to win, you'd watch the drawing. Figure whatever, you'll check it out later and you'll see if the numbers match up. But no one actually thinks they're going to win. People don't sit on edge from the moment they buy their tickets until the drawing is done. Maybe in that situation it's not a smack, because you're not taking from anyone who thinks they're going to win. Another svari he quotes, source number 29, ubisefer Yaskil Avdi, from the sefer Yaskil Avdi, she'in leser inya shal mifal apayis me'achar b'kuvi ha-menatzeach notul manu ha-prati shal ha-menutzach zel gezel midivrayim. When we sit down to play poker, I take your money. Who pays the lottery winnings? Anyone ever win anything in lottery? You did? What'd you win?
$5.
But a scratch-off game.
Yeah.
No. But let's go with you win something inside a scratch-off game where they actually call the numbers. So, you can. So, who pays that money? You get a check. Who pays that money?
Government.
The government pays that money. You get a check from the government. Yeah. So, where does that money come from? So, I don't know. There's some big government bank account that the money comes from. So, it's not that everybody that pays a dollar, all of their money goes into a big bag. And then, like, when you win, you get that bag. And when you play poker, you know where the money's coming from. It's all being put on the table. You're taking your friend's money. It was his a second ago. Now it's yours. You're taking it from him. You're buying lottery tickets. This has been going on for years. They have this big account that's been going on from people. I don't know where the money comes from. The money comes from people paying taxes and people do all sorts of things. I don't know if they have a, Dafka, a place where everyone puts the... They certainly don't have for this lottery game, you know, for this week's lotto, that all the money goes into the account from this week's lotto and you're taking out that money. Hey, you're taking out money that's been there for years, probably. Write a check. The check is not from that money at all. So maybe that's not called a smachta, because a smachta is only when you're taking somebody else's money, someone else, another individual's money. But when you're just taking from the big account. So he says it could be that's not called a smachta. I don't really understand that chiluk at all, though. That doesn't make any sense to me. Like, where do you draw the line? A slot machine. So it's the big account that's been adding up by people putting in quarters all this time. I don't know. The casino pays it out. Say, now I think slot machines don't actually drop the quarters. They just make the sound of quarters dropping, and like you get like a little ticket or something and you get the money. I don't know. No? Anyone know? I'm not going to judge you if you know. But I think that's what they say. Kach Shamati.
He's 21.
Yeah. I never had a taiva to go to a casino. It was never something that... Never had even the slightest taiva. We were once in Connecticut. My family, my parents took the whole family on a trip, and I was up, I don't know, it was 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was sitting in the lobby of the hotel learning, and my brother was there learning, and, you know, my brother picks up his head from his safer and says, "Why don't you go to Michigan Sun?" I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Don't you want to know? Don't you want to see?" No. He's like, "Oh, okay, so let's keep learning." That was the end of it. That was the closest I ever came to a casino. My brother got a crazy idea and said, "Okay, but any other heterin?" So if you look in source number 30, va'oda yinir at sad nosaf b'kala agrolos l'mostos hamurim v'idimachr v'kesav zesh nitan l'agrol nosa nosin l'tzedaka gemura. So a lot of times you have like organizations will run the Chinese auction or something like that, or raffles that raise money for the organization. So it could be when it's the tzorach mitzvah, you're doing it for the sake of having the money go to the organization. It's in the context of I might win an art school shas or a trip to Israel or a dining room set or whatever they give out. Yeah, but you know, if you don't win, you don't say, "I wish I would have." You know, when you lose at a poker game, it's like, "I shouldn't have played tonight. Would have been better off staying home tonight." But if you lose at that, it's like, "Okay, good. So the money's going to tzedakah. I'm happy about it. You don't have a problem with it." So that seems to be, at least with the Mossad, that's the heter. Rav Sternbach had a very unusual kula. That's why I wanted to see it, but I apologize, I forgot to stick it in the Mar Makomos. Rav Sternbach thought that he had a couple of unusual heterim. He said that when you play a lottery, when you buy a lottery ticket, and two heterim for the lottery this is, so when you buy a lottery ticket, you're entering the lottery it's not that you're putting money on the table and playing a game. It says you're buying a ticket that itself has value. New York Lottery, before Mother's Day or Father's Day, always advertises, "Buy a lottery ticket for your mom." What a great gift it is for your mom to buy a lottery ticket. So I don't know if people actually do or don't, but they actually make special Mother's Day lottery tickets. So why is that a gift? I said a gift. It's a piece of paper. I said a gift.
So is money.
So he says, what?
Money is also a piece of paper.
Yeah, money is money. Money has value. So Schoenberg says, exactly, it's like money. It has value in that the chance at value gives it inherent value. Right? Meaning, why is this computer worth something? It's been doing nothing all year. It's just sitting there. No one ever used it. No one turned it on. It's just sitting there. Brand new computer. Nice flat screen. Nothing. You don't even know how to enter the attendance in it. So why is it worth something? Because there's a chance that someone might know how to turn it on one day and use it. Right? There's a chance that it might have value, that it might be used. Everything is only valuable in the chance that it might have value. Anytime you can take an item and it's concrete, it's substance, that has potential value, so then it's substance. So I buy a lottery ticket, I'm buying something that has value. Everyone who buys a lottery ticket is not giving in their money for a game that's then going to go to somebody else. It's not like poker. It's not like betting on a football game, where I'm not buying anything, it's just my money goes to you if something happens. When I buy a lottery ticket, says Rav Schoenberg, I'm buying something that has value. In that, it might be used for something valuable one day, because it might represent something, it might get me some money one day. It might not, just like I may never turn on this computer. But it's not gambling to buy this computer. Right? It has inherent value. Yeah.
Isn't it different than the computer? Because the computer definitely has the
potential. Yeah, so that's why I don't understand Rav Schoenberg at all.
No.
Yeah?
And Timur Mark was about Ksubasel, and they evaluate how much a person would be willing to pay.
Oh, good, okay.
It's to win. It's the same type of thing.
Right, okay, meaning a woman sells her Ksuba, right? So there is a chance the Ksuba is going to be worthless. How's the Ksuba going to be worthless? If she dies first, right? Then the Ksuba is absolutely worthless. But you buy it on the chance that it might be worth something. So the ksuba itself has value. So Sturmach says that's how a lottery ticket works also. Like, I still don't buy it, though. Because I don't think it's the same as the ksuba. I don't think the lottery ticket itself is your raya that those were your numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think you're buying a ticket. You're buying a chance to win them. I don't know how to explain this. If I can't explain it, then I'm wrong, right? I can't explain it clearly. Do you hear that there might be a difference? Can you come up with this thought that there might be a difference between buying a ksuba that might be worth something versus buying a lottery ticket?
Ksuba definitely has value to where a lottery ticket might have value.
No, he's saying ksuba doesn't definitely have. If she dies first, it's worth nothing. You get nothing if she dies first. I hear it. I hear what you're saying now. I have to come up with a way to formulate an argument. I've been Schoenberg saying that, lottery ticket, you're buying something. So you're not taking someone else's money. They bought something. He also says that maybe the whole idea of Asmachta, and this is a hugely Mechudosh Dikas Svara, is only when you know who you're taking from. It's only when you know who you take, you have some connection to the person from whom you're taking the money. If there's no connection, you don't even know who the other people are. Everyone just put their money in a pot. He thought that wouldn't be a problem of a smachta. If that's the case, online poker, where you have no connection to the people whatsoever, that'd be a huge kula, no? Unless you say, no, online poker, you're playing against those people. You don't have to, like, know their favorite color and their mother's maiden name. You know, you just need to have some dealing with them. Whereas when you buy a lottery ticket, you have no dealing with any of the other people. So you could argue that that's different than online poker. This is the discussion in the post about lottery tickets. Where gambling comes up in halacha a lot is on Chanukah, because people gamble on Chanukah. People play dreidel and, you know, think it's a mitzvah or whatever. So if you look in source number 22 in the Bir Halacha, the Noagin Lomer is Miros V'Sishpachos. I always thought that was an ironic Dibur Maschil in the Bir Halacha. People sing Miros V'Sishpachos, Zachrish Baruch Hu. Oh, and they also gamble like a bunch of degenerates, you know. It's like those are the Minhagim. Ayin Shuvas Marshal Sim Pehesh Kas Shroisha Simcha Temu Revis Ublu Besimchas Torah Val Tavatam Nikviu Secha. When you celebrate on Hanukkah, there should be a sense of Torah in the celebration. Shouldn't be mevatel from your kviyas and Talmud Torah. Ad kan shono uba avonosenu harabim yesh anashim shetachas zmiros v'shishpachos sharoy lahalal Hashem yisparach al anisim shasalanu hey marbim b'schok hakartin, they play cards v'harbe hir ishu asfar makadayshim al zeh v'shomer nafsho yirchak mizeh. So he says to gamble instead of singing Shiras Shvach Sakharish Baruch Hu, terrible, terrible thing. Does he say stealing? He doesn't say stealing. It just says terrible thing to do on Chanukah. You look in the Aruch HaShulchan, Avala Sochkin Beklap Ma'onchon Rav Ubavonosenu Arab Nispashta Negat Saras Azeh Bebeis Yisrael. This horrible disease has spread in the Jewish community. Oy lanu sha'olso b'yameinu kach. The Aruch HaShulchan is one who was not shy about his language. You know, he had very expressive language. Woe unto us that this has happened in our days. V'kama mine averos tzlius b'zeh. All sorts of averos relate to this. V'hu rachum yichaper avon. Shem shav rachmanos and b'michaper our sins. U'mi shabi yicholto levatel schar merubim ma'od. Someone who has the ability to be mevatel this, his schar is very great. It's interesting. He says that kama mine averos tzlius b'zeh. What kinds of averos he's talking about? Maybe he holds, you have the issue of asmachda. You have an issue of Bittul Torah. You have all sorts of issues. Weiter, you look at Rav Moshe. Igus Moshe, Chelek Or Chaim, Dalid, Simen Lamed Hei. Hine bedavar cheder hanikra ula mesibos, social hall. Love when Rav Moshe does that. Shenivne gam kein tachas gag yechad im cheder shenisiach li beis haknesses lesbal sham. A shul has a social hall. Hashut she'inul of shum kedusha, umutar lasul sham davar chol. You're allowed to have a kiddush there. You're allowed to have parties there. That's fine. Doesn't have any kedusha. Aval l'sachek beklapim kartin ubinga uchadome. Af she'inul zay iser barur. Even though there's no clear cut iser. That's a disgusting thing to do anywhere. So not that the social law is a din of a shul and therefore it's worse for a shul to do. It's a disgusting thing to do anywhere. V'gam hu k'moshav leitzim. So moshav leitzim to sit around doing things like that. So what does Ramosh hold? Gambling, stealing? Doesn't sound like it. Bingo, right? Bingo should be, everyone's going in thinking they could win. So it shouldn't be a smachta. Well, you could argue no. Bingo is, even according to Rashi, everyone is mode that I think that bingo is not skill based. Right? Could all be maskim? It's pure luck based. So according to Rashi, that's why Misach Bukovi is not a smachta. So that, even according to Rashi, is not going to be a problem. Only the Rambam would have a problem with that. Right? So according to Rashi, that would pashut not be a problem. But those games that are somewhat skill-based, it's still arguable. Right? That are somewhat skill-based, you could still argue if it's somewhat skill-based, that it is going to be a problem. Basketball is pashut a problem, right? If you have bet on a game of basketball, because you know that it's in your control. You believe that it's in your control. According to Rashi, it's vadei a problem. You think it's biyado. Poker, like we said, it's a judgment call. Not sure. I'm not really sure how to go on that. Is that the same thing as I could bang harder on the thing and make the birds go a little bit faster? Yeah, okay, there's what to debate. Interesting, Rav Moshe, it's amazing sign of the times. Look at the next line. It's totally nothing to do with gambling. Udvari kudim bachurim ubesulos bitarovas, hudavar aser afim pnuyos tahoros, kol shekhen shekala pnuyos heim nidos, v'gam lo yimnu milarakit gamim eish sish. What was this tshuva about? It's about things that people used to do in shuls all the time in the 1950s. What were shuls used for? They were used for the shul dance and the bingo game. That's what they did. So Rav Moshe is like, what's shul about? Okay, I got to deal with why the bingo's aser and why the shul dance is aser. He has to write a tshuva saying that you're not allowed to dance with other people's wives. Remarkable. Rav Vadia, as expected, says that gambling is aser for Sfardim for sure. And then he says, "Va'afla Ashkenazim yesh lesar b'zeh." Even Ashkenazim, we should aser it also for them. Why? So again, could be because any game that's slightly skill based, or it could just be mechura davar that is considered to be disgusting. Meaning, even if you don't hold like the Rambam that every kind of gambling is asmachta, you could still hold like the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis that every kind of gambling is disgusting, that it's not osik b'yishuv shalom, and therefore it's wrong. So at the end of the day, and we're still going to go back to really understanding the Rambam's definition of asmachta, not only in the gambling context. Tomorrow will be our last day on asmachta. I think we'll go back and discuss the Rambam's definition of asmachta in general. But at the end of the day, gambling mutar rasar, if you're a Sfardi, it's vaday asar in any form whatsoever. If you're an Ashkenazi, if it's something that you feel like you're in control of, l'chora l'shitas Rashi, it's asar. If the money is not munach al adaf, you don't have the money up front, asar. If it's something that you know you're not in control of, it's a pure game of chance, and the money is out there, it's just disgusting, but not stealing. Right, that would probably be the maskanas hadvarim in how to deal with the gambling sugya. Okay, we'll do a 10-minute halachas here, and then I think Rabbi Levin wanted to arrange a mincha minyan.